Yep. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's meeting. My name is Paula Reid, Mayor of Kingborough. It is my pleasure to welcome you all to this meeting on Tuesday, the 13th of June, 2023. We don't have anyone with us in the public gallery this evening, but I'm sure we have members of the community who are watching the live stream at home via YouTube. Apologies for our short delay in getting started. We had a slight technical issue, but now being 5:34 p.m, I now officially declare the meeting open. I wish to advise that Council meetings are recorded and made publicly available on our website, and in accordance with Council's policy, I'll ask the General Manager to confirm that the audio recording has started.
Confirm, Mayor.
Thank you. I wish to acknowledge the traditional custodians of this land, pay respects to Elders past and present, and acknowledge today's Tasmanian Aboriginal community. Our attendees this evening are myself, Councillor Reek, Deputy Mayor Councillor Gladright, Councillor Antoli, Councillor Bain, Councillor Dean, Councillor Fox, Councillor Midgley, Councillor Richardson and Councillor Street. From the staff this evening, we have the General Manager, Mr Arnold, Chief Financial Officer, Mr Breen, Director of Engineering Services, Mr Reeve, Director of Environment, Development and Community Services, Dr Fox, our media and... Oh, sorry, we do have our Manager of Finance there, wrong glasses, Mr Jones, our Media and Communications Advisor, Ms Adams, and our Executive Assistant, Mrs Morton. We have apologies this evening from Councillor Cordova, who is unwell. Page one, declarations of interest. Does any councillor have a declaration of interest? No. Moving on then to page two. As this is a special council meeting, there is not the usual questions without notice, so we move straight to the operational and capital budgets and rates resolution for 23-24 with a recommendation on page six. I'm looking for a mover and a seconder, please. A mover in Councillor Bain and a seconder in Councillor Midgley. Councillor Bain.
Thank you, Mayor. So the report before us for consideration is the operational budget and capital works budget for the 23-24 financial year, and we also have a recommendation on rate adjustments to apply for the 23-24 financial year. So when it comes to this 23-24 budget, I believe our biggest consideration is ensuring we get the balance right between continuing to deliver quality services and infrastructure that the community expects from us, while also being mindful of the cost of living pressures that our residents are currently experiencing. We know inflation's hovering around 7%, interest rates continue to rise, groceries, fuel, all the essentials are costing more, and many of our residents are really feeling the pinch. In a similar vein, the local government cost index released earlier this year was 8.11%, showing that the cost to council in delivering services to the community also has increased significantly due to the similar factors. So I think for council staff to have delivered this budget before us that recommends a 4.5% general residential rate increase, well below CPI, whilst also maintaining our current service levels and community programs, plus the significant capital works program, really is a credit to them and demonstrates some excellent financial management. So I just want to pass on my thanks to the Chief Financial Officer and all his team, plus all the other many council staff who have contributed to putting this budget and capital works program together. Just in terms of the feedback we received from the community on the draft budget, thank you to all those who took part. I think it was quite reassuring to see that just over half the respondents considered the 4.5% rate increase to be about right, because I'm sure nobody actually likes to see a rate increase, so if I have to say it's about right, is, I think, a good result. It was also pleasing to see the Kingborough Ratepayers Association response in support of the rate increase amount, as I know they do a lot of research and pay a lot of attention to this matter. And finally, on the feedback, we received quite a lot of feedback from the Margate residents in regards to works they'd like to see happening on the main road down there. So thank you to them, and it was pleasing that we could accommodate the Margate Main Road Master Plan into the 23-24 Capital Works budget. So in summary, I think this budget hits the right mark. It's pleasing to see the feedback was reasonably positive, and I look forward to hearing other councillors' opinions. Thanks.
Thank you, Councillor Bain. Councillor Midgley.
Thank you, Mayor. Thanks, Councillor Bain. A great summary, and yes, it is a process getting the budget this far, and I thank staff for the many hours of work put into this, the community consultation in regards to putting it out to the community and summarising all of that, just to be reassured for all the members of our community that we, as councillors, have many meetings to look at this. We go things, we look at the budget line by line, we question, we advocate, we listen and we represent. We know that there is a long, long, long list of many wishes that the community would like to see in regards to projects, and we do advocate where we can, and we know that if it's not this financial year, that we know that we ensure that we put them on the list for the next financial years. Like, no one wants a rate increase, and we around the table, myself around the table, I've heard other councillors speak, we understand the financial pressures facing people in our community. Don't want to go on too much, but we are seeing unprecedented times around people's accessing food crisis services, government then propping up those community services to provide food, the numbers of people that are homeless and sleeping rough, people are staying in family violent relationships because they've got nowhere else to go, and people can't afford the basics of soap and washing powder for their homes and for washing children's uniforms and things like that. We as a council do know this, but that also trickles down to the expenditures and increases that we also face as council. So I feel that the 4.5% really is reasonable, and we are able to do a number of really important projects. So some of the things that I thought that stood out for me were the Kingston Sports Centre multi-access toilet upgrade, the Kingston...
Sorry, Councillor Midgley, can I just ask you to pause for a moment? We have to do a reset on the streaming. It's not working. My apologies. Sorry. Never work. They used to say never work with animals or children, but both of those can be bribed with food. Technology cannot be. So my rule is don't work with technology if you can avoid it. Councillor Bain, when I ask you to sum up, feel free to repeat everything that you just said in your intro, which hasn't been streamed. He's the finance man.
The new Joe.
What happens if we can't get the recording to work?
So it's still being recorded. There is no onus on us to live stream meetings. That's just an added bonus that we do. So we can continue the meeting, but given it is the budget, I'd prefer that we're able to stream it. But it's still being recorded on the tape that people can then listen to.
I would say most councils
do not. No, they don't. That's correct. I think we're one of the leaders in streaming it. Okay, all right. My apologies to those who were trying to watch this at home. We have had some technical problems with the internet tonight at the Civic Centre, so I believe we are back online and working now. And the budget item was moved by Councillor Bain. He's already spoken. And Councillor Midgley is partway through her contribution. Councillor Midgley, if you would like to continue.
Thank you, Mayor. I won't repeat what I've just said. It's on. It is being recorded. If people wish to come and listen to that, they can. So I was just highlighting really some of the projects that I guess community members have advocated to me around, and others around the table as well. The Kingston Sports Centre multi-toilet access upgrade, the Kingston Mountain Bike Toilet, the Snug Community Hall upgrade, the Snug Community Hall toilet as well. Getting a bit of a theme there. The Taroona bike lanes upgrade, the design only, but I think everything always starts with the design in council. The footpaths along the Channel Highway, I know that some people are going to be really happy about that regarding accessibility. The Summerlees Road First Side Connector Path, and as Councillor Bain had said, we had a very strong voice around from our public consultation around the Margate Main Street Master Plan. So we've pushed that to be in the budget, and staff have worked around things like that as well, and also the LGBTIQA plus some funding, and to see that fantastic outcome of the project and the working group there, which recently won an award. Also, just another point was I had to dig around and kind of find out where that was, around the climate change officer that I note is in the environmental services operations, and just next time it'd be great to, because we've decided on these great new positions, it'd be great to have like a bit of a summary actually highlighting those, so then the community is really aware this is happening, because I know that's been something that has been advocated by many people around the table, and also many community members when the budget consultation goes out as well. So we are in a bit of a, you know, depressing economic state, but I reckon our council has chosen a really fair budget. We're a lean and tight machine, and that's a term that's been mentioned many times during my time on council. The 4.5% residential rate increase and the 7% commercial and industrial rate increase is in line with our long-term financial plan and also supported during the community consultation. So I support the budget we have before us tonight.
Thank you, Councillor Mitchell. Councillor Antoli.
Thank you, Mayor. Well, I was wondering if you might be able to comment, Mayor, on your opinion on how our rate increases of 4.5% and 7% compare or contrast to other councils, and so to give maybe our community members some assurance that we're being discreet in the way we're increasing the rates, but also being responsible to the increased costs that we are suffering under as well.
Thank you for the question, Councillor Antoli. Look, I think that as the previous speakers have articulated, we have as councillors thoroughly workshopped this budget on quite a few occasions, and I know that everyone around this table while we had those deliberations was constantly had at top of mind, how can we ensure that we can minimise the impact on our residents as much as possible, and balancing that with our the rising costs of doing business that council does have. And I think if you look at some of the surrounding councils that have already made their decisions, our nearest neighbour in Huon Valley, their residents are going up 12.5% this year alone. That is a significant jump compared to what we are proposing here, and also Clarence at 6.5%. There are quite a few councils at the moment that have not done their budget deliberations as yet. That'll be done in the coming weeks. And my understanding is that a number of those are also looking at double-figure rate rises. So the fact that some of them are looking at around, you know, 10% or more, and we've been able to put a fine tooth over the budget and come in at 4.5%, I think is a huge credit to the commitment of not just everybody around this table, but also, as has been mentioned, the staff, who are very consciously aware of making sure that we keep a lid on costs so that we can ensure that we can, as largely as possible, stick to our long-term financial plan and not penalise the ratepayers, for want of a better expression, by having higher costs. So I think it's something that, hopefully... and the consultation, I must say, nobody likes rate rises. I don't think any of us do. But when you look at the fact that 50% of people who responded to the consultation said that our rate rise was about right, and then 5.5% actually said it could have been higher, I think that sort of tells us that that temperature check, that we got it pretty right on the money.
Thank you, Mayor. I appreciate that summary. It's really helpful for our ratepayers to get the background of how we operate here, that we don't just pull figures out of the air. And I do want to commend my colleagues for being really restrained in even recommending the rises that we did discuss. They were, even the highest of the rises that we discussed, was substantially less, half of what's been out there. So I think we have been responsible. I personally think the budget is excellent. and I want to commend John Breen and his staff and the general manager and his team on putting it together. It's a big piece of work. It affects a lot of people. We have over 200 staff that we have to look after, and I'm looking forward to approving this in full.
Thank you, Councillor Entirely. Councillor Street.
Thank you, Mayor. I share the sentiments of the speakers who have already gone before me, but for the record, and I say it every budget session we have, I think it's important for Council to remember that every cent that it has is a cent taken from our ratepayers, and we do have an overriding responsibility to them to make sure that we run a financially responsible council. And I believe that we've been doing that now for many years, and it's a testament to that financial management that we've been able to have a rate rise which is far less than inflation and substantially less than many other council areas in southern Tasmania and in Tasmania more broadly, substantially less, while still remaining on track to run an underlying surplus in the coming years. So I'm incredibly proud of the position that this council is in. I'm very pleased that we have been able to, I think, with this budget, both meet the community's expectations in terms of minimising increases to rates, but also in terms of the services that council provides and the capital projects that we'll have going on in the next 12 months. So I'm very pleased to support the budget, very confident that it strikes the right balance, and like those before me, thank John and Tim and their team for all the work that's gone into the budget, and staff more broadly for their input and for assisting us to get to a position where hopefully this budget has broad support around this table and also within the community.
Thank you, Councillor Street. Councillor Dean.
Sorry, yeah, I've just got a couple of questions. First one is just around the fact that it looks like the first time we've included a $1 million allocation for an infrastructure replacement reserve. So could it just potentially be explained why this first initiative, why this is happening this year and how those funds will be used in future years?
The Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Breen.
Yeah, through you, Mayor. So essentially, when we sit down and look at our 100-year asset replacement regime, it's quite obvious that while at the moment our asset replacement requirements are quite low because we have relatively new assets in the municipality, going out to about 2050-2060, our asset replacement requirements are quite significant. So the idea behind the asset replacement reserve, infrastructure replacement reserve, is that allows us to put some funds away when our funding requirements are quite low. We have those funds then available when we need them in about 20 or 30 years' time. So that will build up over time. It also does buy us or allows us to have some funds available should we have some asset replacements or renewal associated with weather-related events. We're starting to see some of those now, reasonably minor at this stage, but I think it will get worse as we move forward, and it'll just be handy to have a reserve there that's available should we require funds at fairly short notice.
Councillor Dean.
Yeah, I just have one more question before I make my contribution. Just if I could ask about page 28, in regards to the Kingston Beach matting and LGBTIQ plus, two additions to the budget. There are a couple of figures there which jump out at me, which I just wanted clarified around the 505,000. I can see your
face. Can you
face.
Tell us what page you're looking at?
Sorry, it's page 28 of the budget. Sorry, not 28, but 28 of the agenda.
And a typo on Kingston.
Well, yeah. Live with that.
Mr. Breen.
Through you, Mayor. Look, essentially that's an error, unfortunately, in the previous year's figures. They should actually be zero, both those numbers. So that's just an error.
All right. Look, I will make my contribution then, because I think it's important that obviously we all have our say. I think it's important, though, first to just highlight how much work has gone into this budget. It's obviously a mountain of work that obviously John and the staff have put together, but I think the consultation report is a good example that it expands beyond. It involves a lot of hours and a lot of staff. And I guess from my perspective, there are a few aspects that I want to focus on, and the first relates to consultation. So it's obviously pleasing that we do have consultation. That's great. But it's even better that we have been able to undertake the consultation and actually act on it. And Councillor Bain already referred to it, but you know, I find that people can be sometimes cynical about consultation as a bit of a box-ticking exercise. So I feel like in our case, we've done a pretty thorough version of consultation, and we have listened. And so it was great to, as Councillor Bain pointed out, that we've found $100,000 towards undertaking a Main Street master plan there at Margate. So that's fantastic. The second aspect I want to talk about is just around our obviously decision to increase residential rates by 4.5%. Councillor Street's alluded to it already, but budgets are obviously something that's a balancing act. And, you know, during a period of really sustained inflation, it's even more important that we get this right. And getting it right, to me, means finding a way to ensure that our finances are in order without placing unreasonable pressure on residents. And given those inflationary pressures I mentioned, Council's budget is obviously not immune to this. And so I believe it would be financially irresponsible to stick to the previously agreed amount that was in the long-term financial plan of just 2.8%. The community's come to expect a lot from Council, and I think it's important that we maintain, and that's absolutely right, that we maintain a strong financial position. It was clear that to remain financially strong, that the figure needed to be increased. However, I'm glad that as a Council we've been able to recognise the sustained cost of living pressures our community is facing, and therefore we've been able to come to a rate increase that very much remains in the modest range. And it was very helpful from Councillor Antoli to highlight, I think, what other councils are experiencing in the forthcoming budgets. It's important to think, for me, that we think of all our residents, whether they're ratepayers or renters. At a time when rents are at the highest point they've ever been, I'm also really glad that we've avoided a headline-grabbing rate increase that may only trigger yet more rent increases. And so while I think our operational budget has got it right, I'm also pleased to see that our capital works budget seeks to ensure our infrastructure is maintained to the standard our residents expect. And so while the majority of this money in the capital works budget goes towards roads and plant and stormwater, it's also great to see some of the projects that are planned under our property and reserve section. We're improving, as Councillor Midgley has pointed out, accessibility in our community in various places like at Kingston Beach, some of our community halls, and at the sports centre. There's money to improve our tracks and trails, and I'm especially pleased, as someone who's heavily involved in sport, to see that we're improving our facilities throughout Kingborough. There's resurfacing of netball courts in Kingston, there's improving cricket nets in Snargen and Sherwood, and there are major improvements to our ovals at Woodbridge, Kingston Beach and Taroom. So, having said all that, I'm obviously very, very happy to support this budget going ahead, so I'll be voting for it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Dean. Councillor Fox.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm very conscious that most of the comments that I would have made have been said, and I don't want to repeat it. But I do want to congratulate the Council management on the fact that we are now receiving full dividends from TAS Water. In fact, more than that, we're receiving catch-up dividends from TAS Water, bearing in mind that Council handed over $10 million worth of infrastructure to TAS Water when TAS Water became an entity, and we had no debt at the time, but the income from that debt-free status has now come back to Council, so we have slightly more in our budget than we used to have for the last 10 or so years that TAS Water's been there. And we're now able to spend money on the projects which are so important to our community. And the other good management that has occurred is that we are getting a dividend from Copping, the Regional Waste Centre, and I think that is also helping us in our budget. And I also want to point out that the CPI is actually less than the amount of money that Council has to spend on their basket of goodies, which includes concrete, pipes, bitumen, a whole range of materials which are going up in cost and are far higher in a more percentage than the CPI. but we're still able to have massive capital works, including the upgrade of the central Kingston area and growth in this area with the incumbent infrastructure that has to be provided by council on this budget. So I do want to congratulate the past councils and the management of this council in the last 10 years and more, and that we're in this position now that we can afford the 4.5% increase. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Fox. Councillor Midgley, do you have a question?
Yes, I have a question. Oh, sorry, I forgot to ask this question. On page 20, I just noticed, it's not a significant difference, but just some fitness centre membership for Jack Jumpers and then the stadium basketball, and just I'm noticing a bit of a decrease there and perhaps some revenue from the Jack Jumpers. I'm just wondering, are we looking at any change coming up in that area?
Mr Breen.
Yeah, through you, Mayor. Essentially, in last year's budget, we had just sports centre stadium basketball, and that's what we've been measuring against, and the Jack Jumpers were obviously part of that particular income. It looks like this year we're going to end up between about $10,000 or $12,000 under budget, so we didn't quite get to the budget level that we expected. So that's the main reason behind that drop. I think everything else is going to stay as it is for the year.
Councillor Antoli with a question.
Yes, I do. May I have a follow-up question? You must forgive me. I wasn't quite hearing what our financial Chief Financial Officer said for about the anomaly on page 28 that Councillor Dean noticed. So to do with the Kingston Beach matting and the action plan, so that we've got those massive figures there. Was that a typo? Was that a formula error?
Yep, so it's a formula error, so those figures should just all be zero on those two lines.
Yeah, that's quite a fantastic contribution to those two programs. we should have beach matting everywhere throughout the entire... All right, that's great. I just didn't quite hear it all because I was trying to find the page.
Thank you. Deputy Meg Laidright.
Thank you. I think I'm going to... repeat everything that everybody said, but spend a bit of time writing this, so I'm going to deliver it anyway. As councillors, we are asked to consider two opposing forces. On the one hand, we are representatives of our community. This work involves engaging with, listening to, and advocating on behalf of our community. But on the other hand, we must also consider the recommendations that are provided to us by the council staff and ensure that operationally we are fiscally responsible. Today we are living in a landscape of high inflation. This means the cost of living, or for some, the cost of surviving, becomes even more of a burden. Unfortunately, council is not immune to the inflationary pressures either, and the cost goes up too for the delivery of services, the application of statutory requirements, the management of facilities and infrastructure, and to action the various strategic plans and programs that council offer. Therefore, when it comes to setting the budget, for me it is all about balance, and I believe that this budget that is before us, with a recommendation of 4.5% rate increase, strikes that balance very well. I would like to acknowledge those who have made a submission to the draft budget or who have completed the survey. We take this feedback very seriously, and I am proud that as a collaborative team of councillors, we have made some adjustments this year to the budget in response to that feedback. From my perspective, sometimes the most challenging part of being a councillor is informing the community of times when we are unable to fund something. But these decisions are made in light of a broader context and with much consideration for the entire picture. It seems to me that this community does expect a lot from their council, and that there may not be the realisation that much larger rate increases would therefore be required. I also wish to speak specifically to the inclusion of a climate change officer. For me, there are two aspects of climate action. Firstly, it's mitigation, and the other is adaption. In terms of our mitigation, we have already spent money on various things like LED lighting, electric vehicles, solar panels, implementing FOGO, and gas flaring. These have largely had their costs recovered or have saved us money. We therefore are already operating very well in this regard, and I congratulate the efforts of everyone involved. But we are beyond the point of preventing the warming of our climate, and climate action now takes on a new focus, and that is in preparing for and responding to the more extreme weather events that we are now experiencing. It is Council's own risk register and the subject of many audit panel discussions, which names these weather events as having the highest financial implications to our Council, as well as having the most substantial impact on our communities. Understanding what infrastructure assets are at risk and planning and preparing for their replacement is vital. A climate change officer will drive the review of Council's preparation for these events. I believe that for this Council, being fiscally responsible means the inclusion of this officer, so I'm very, very pleased to see that it's there. In summary, I am in support of this budget recommendation. I acknowledge the hard work of the CFO and his team to produce this report and the work involved in getting us, the elected representatives, to understand all of the information. I believe that Kingborough Council has a very good track record of raising revenue sensitively and then spending it wisely, and I believe that this budget does that once again.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Any further contributions? If not, I'll just make a brief contribution before we put it to the vote. Thank you to everybody for their contributions this evening. I think there has been some very well thought out remarks from colleagues, and I think the one thing that the community can be sure of in that is that we, as I mentioned earlier, that we do have a strong commitment to ensuring that we can try and get that very difficult balance right for members of our community who we know are doing it hard with the increasing cost of living pressures. And so that was very top of mind in our thoughts, and trying to balance that with the income that Council needs to keep going about its businesses. As the Deputy Mayor has said, our ratepayers have a very high level of expectation about the level of service that they receive from the Council, and that's based on a proud track record of delivering the things that we need to, not just in the things that everybody automatically thinks about councils, being roads and rubbish, but also other things that are so important, like our tracks and trails and our sports grounds and our community halls and the work that our community development team does and the many things that do make up the work of council, not just that the bit of built infrastructure that you might see. So I think that we have struck that balance correctly, and as has already been mentioned tonight, the fact that we did have more people engage with our community engagement process and provide us feedback on this budget is really good. Of course, we'd always like to see more, but we did have about 20% more who responded this year than last year. And the fact that over half of them did say that we landed about right on the rate increase, I think, is something that we can be very proud of. I do think it is important to note that in the consultation, the top areas that our community told us that they really wanted to see investment in for services was roads, waste management, sport parks, tracks and playgrounds, and community services. So I think if you look at the investments in those areas that we're making in this budget, then we have certainly been able to respond to those desires from the community. As has been mentioned, we are funding two additional staff in this budget. One is the climate change officer, because as a council we did endorse some time ago the declaration of a climate emergency. We have been a leading council in terms of the work that we have done in relation to climate change, and now we're having to continue that work with sort of adaptation and mitigation strategies that are going to be very, very important moving forward. That climate change officer position will enable us to continue that work. We also have, members may recall that when we had the annual general meeting of council last December, there was a motion from a member of the community in relation to having a business improvement policy so that we can ensure that as a council that everything we do, we're continually striving to improve the service that we give to our ratepayers and residents and the services that we offer. And that is quite a complex process that we'll be going through. We have to develop a policy first, but we also need somebody to implement that. And so I'm really pleased that we've been able to, that we all around this table supported that motion in January after it came from the AGM, but that we're now sort of backing that up with a business improvement officer to carry out that work. There's no point otherwise in accepting motions from members of the community at things like our AGM or here when they come to us if we're not prepared then to be able to carry that through. So I'm really looking forward to that person starting later in the year. On one note, I am really pleased to see, and Councillor Dean has already alluded to, we have some funding there for implementation of our LGBTIQA plus strategy. We've already done some work on that, and this will enable us to continue it. But also one thing that I wanted to highlight, and the Access Committee will be delighted about this, is that the budget contains some funding to have accessible beach matting at Kingston Beach. And what this will enable will be for us to purchase and roll out some beach matting so that somebody who is in not a beach wheelchair but a regular wheelchair can use the access ramp that we completed 2 years ago and be able to get all the way down to the water's edge in their own chair. So thank you very much, and could I just finish by remarking that it is our Chief Financial Officer's final budget with us as he has announced his retirement, and he will be sorely missed, and thank you for a ripper of a final budget. Okay, so with that, I will ask Councillor Bain, did you want to sum up?
I think you've summed up quite well there, Mayor, but I'll just quickly say again thanks to all the speakers for their contributions. As everyone has raised, I think it's a very balanced budget which Council have worked very hard on to limit the rate increase to a figure well below inflation. Once again, I thank all the community members who submitted feedback and thank all the Council staff involved in putting the budget together, and look forward to seeing the 23-24 Capital Works projects taking shape over the next 12 months.
Thank you, Councillor Bain. I'm going to put the recommendation now. It's as printed in the agenda papers and also up on the screen. It's moved by Councillor Bain and seconded by Councillor Midgley. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried unanimously. We turn now to page 84, Long-Term Financial Plan, where they with a recommendation on page 86. I'm also looking for a mover and a seconder, please, for the long-term financial plan. Hello. Got a mover in the Deputy Mayor and a seconder in Councillor Bain. Deputy Mayor.
Thank you. So we are considering the long-term financial plan now. I note that the general rate increases that are recommended are 4.5% in the 23-24, then 3.9% in the 24-25, 3.8% in the 25-26, and then from 27-28 onwards, the rate increase is recommended back down at the 2.88, which is the previous figure. I am happy to support this, although I will just say that I did run my campaign on capping rates at CPI and not exceeding them. Unfortunately, nobody has a magic ball that can predict the future, so we don't know what that's going to look like. So I'm happy to support this tonight, but I do note that each year we consider the budget, the rate increase for that current financial year. So in that sense, I am happy to support this, and that's I think these figures are assuming that CPI is going to go down quite a lot. So let's hope that that is the case. But yes, I am happy to support this as it is. Thank you.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Further speakers? Councillor Antoli.
Thank you, Mayor. I have a question regarding 8.1 under risk. I believe it is page 86 on our agenda, 8.1, the first dot point, and it's probably just semantics, so it's good so that we can get it clear for those people that read it. A risk that's mentioned there, the first dot point is 8.1. point one, from a financial sustainability perspective, council's critical risks are that it is not generating sufficient cash from operating activities, etc., etc. Is that worded as if to say in the future if we don't, that is a risk, or is that saying we are currently not generating sufficient cash and it's therefore a risk?
Mr. Breen.
It's through you, Mayor. So essentially what that is saying, that's a potential future risk. So it's really one of the guiding principles of putting together the long-term financial plans to making sure we've got sufficient cash available to fund the necessary infrastructure renewal that we need to undertake.
Yeah. Thank you for that clarification, because the other dot points use the word may, and that dot point is definitive, and it gives you the sense that we're currently not generating, which means we'd have to clarify that with the rate increase we've just approved. Thanks. That's the only question I had.
Thank you. Further contributions? If you want to think about whether you want to make a contribution, just briefly we'll just highlight... It's important for people to remember that this is a 10-year long-term financial plan, and we do what it does is set the principles for how we will operate over that 10 years, and a foundation point, if you like. And the Local Government Act does suggest that we need to have, of course, our annual budget each year that supports the and be consistent with the long-term financial plan. We certainly try to do that wherever possible. Obviously, the long-term financial plan that we endorsed last year had lower figures going forward for the rates increase, and we had the unusual circumstances of the high inflation rates, which meant that we did have to go to 4.5% this year rather than what had originally been printed in the plan. I think this is a very solid document. I think what we need to ensure that the community understands is that this is a changing document, so we review this every year in line with the changes in the economic climate. So I do recall, I'm pretty sure it was last year, might have also been the year before when we endorsed the long-term financial plan, I do recall one media outlet adding up all the percentage of increases that we had proposed over the 10 years and then having a headline of... Kimberra Council is going to have a 30% rate rise in the next 10 years. And running that story not once but three times. And they couldn't do the maths. We need some common sense to prevail here and not scaremongering, because I believe that was scaremongering in the extreme. While we do have modest rate rises outlined in this, obviously this can change in line with the economic situation. So we are constantly monitoring this, but I think the thing that counts in our favour, as we've just discussed during the previous contribution, is that we are a fiscally responsible council, and we operate in a strategic way when we consider any new investments, particularly of a recurrent nature, because we don't want to find ourselves in a situation where we operate outside of that financial framework and the long-term financial plan and then find ourselves in 5 years' time with then having to have massive catch-up rate increases because we haven't done the right thing in the past. So I think that's something that I believe our staff are very good at, keeping us on track and ensuring that we can have a sound and solid financial management plan moving forward. So I thank staff also for the work that they have done on this. Are there any further comments on the long-term financial plan? Councillor Glaidwright, would you like to sum up? No? Okay, so I'll put the motion then. It is moved by Councillor Glaidwright and seconded by Councillor Bain that Council adopt the long-term financial plan. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried unanimously. There being no further business, Given that this is a special council meeting, I now thank everybody for their attendance. Apologies again to those people who were watching at home where we had the glitch with the internet here. But the recording of this, the audio recording will be on the website in the coming days. So those first few minutes that we weren't aware that it was offline, they can be listened to there. So thank you very much, and at 6:17 p.m. I will declare the meeting closed, and thank you to our staff. Good night.